If you like what you're hearing, why not try a StephCast subscription? Only $4.95 a month if you buy a year in advance. Go to stephaniemiller.com to find out how.
Charlie Pierce, good morning, sir.
Hi, I can't stay long. I have a 10-15 interview with Lucifer.
Can I just say, first of all, I love when you cover the story. Even more, I like when you become the story. So, Representative Steve King.
Oh, God, what a weird night. That was so strange.
So, Steve King, stunning Steve King. He's so strong. Yeah, going rogue. He clarified his comments. He clarified his comments that white people have done more for civilization than any other subgroup, explaining he was actually referring to Western civilization. Here's my favorite line. King said he was responding to and correcting political blogger Charlie Pierce, who was all... Did you have the...
No, all I said, I had just come, like, literally 5 minutes earlier from that Rules Committee fight.
Right.
You know, the last real gasp of the pathetic anti-Trump movement.
Yes.
And it was nasty on the floor. I mean, it was loud on TV, but it was behind the scenes, it was really nasty. And what I said was that this was the last gasp of a Republican Party whose public face is angry white people. That's all I said.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then he went off on the, I mean, and since we were doing the thing outside, I couldn't hear him real well in the thing that's in my ear.
Right.
So I couldn't hear the beginning of it when he was talking to me.
Right.
And then all of a sudden I heard, name another group that has contributed more to Western civilization. I was just sitting there trying to stick up for the Egyptians. I mean, let alone the, you know, the Chinese or the Indians or the Aztec or the Mayas. I mean, you know, let's have a little respect here.
I love when racists try to clarify their comments. He's like, I meant Western civilization, but mostly the white people.
No, seriously. I mean, the Aztecs, the Maya, these were good civilizations.
Right, right.
Chinese, you know, using movable type, you know, centuries before Gutenberg.
Yeah.
By the way, you're right. This is, you know, in all...
There are very old dead people who were insulted by what Steve
Thank you. Thank you. You're just standing up for the old dead people.
And the only reason Western civilization conquered the Aztecs, they came with gunpowder and syphilis.
So, Charlie, because of everything that's happened since then, you're right. This chaos that they started with, it has not been covered a lot. But, I mean, they're calling each other fascists. One of the, what's his name? Gordon Humphreys said, this is not a convention of the Republican National Committee. This is a convention of Trump brown shirts.
Yeah, but I'll tell you what, that's over. Okay?
Yeah. Yeah.
Those people lost and lost big.
Yeah.
The one thing, the one impression I'm coming away from this convention with that I didn't have before.
Yeah.
Is that whatever you may think of the candidate, this is a very effective political campaign. It's efficient, it's ruthless, and it knows what it wants to do.
Yeah.
And I think you underestimate the strength of the campaign itself at your peril.
Yeah. No, I mean, I've said I agree with the president about running scared, because Charlie, you've been doing this a long time. I've never seen a spectacle like this. We have Chachi calling Hillary Clinton the C word, an underwear model calling the president a Muslim, and then as you said, Dr. Ben Carson called her a Lucifer worshiper. Not sure if she's actually Lucifer or just a
just a
colleague.
She wrote her senior thesis at Wellesley about Saul Alinsky.
Yes,
who in the dedication page of his book called Lucifer the first radical, which by the way is right. Even John Milton thought that.
Right.
But second of all, my understanding, and I can't say I've read it because, you know, I have life, but my understanding is that Hillary Clinton's master's thesis or graduation thesis at Wellesley was that Saul Alinsky was wrong.
Okay, that's a detail.
Because at that point, she was still coming out of being a Goldwater girl.
Yeah. Yes, exactly.
I mean, maybe somebody with a lot of time on their hands can go to the Wellesley College Library and read the thesis.
Yeah, but this, I think we're a step away from, maybe tonight is going to be more Salem witch trials, where we will go from lock her up to actually burn her.
We did everything to bring out the donkey stool last night with Chris Christie. Are you kidding?
Yeah. This is just, I don't even know what
she
to say.
She turned me into a newt. I got better. Oh, by the way, Newt himself is speaking tonight.
Oh, is he? Oh, that's going to be fantastic.
The show trial portion of the proceeding, which began last night, goes on tonight. We have Ted Cruz and Scott Walker and Newt Gingrich and all the other people who are, you know, who desperately don't want to get set to the guillotine.
Right. But, I mean, the funny thing is they have a theme for every night, and the theme is always just Hillary bad, jail,
Last night's theme was supposed to be job.
Right.
Until we got to the avocado farmer, nobody talked about jobs.
Exactly.
And don't underestimate, by the way, the power of an angry avocado farmer.
Charlie, what in this whole Melania thing that we've had so much fun with? What the hell? His first thing about he has all the best people. So what is somebody's got to get fired for that, don't they?
No, they don't fire people. They don't admit mistakes. They don't fire people. Perhaps they demote people within whatever campaign structure there is. I have no idea. But there is going to be no acknowledgement of wrongdoing on that.
Wow.
Publicly, anyway.
But I mean,
Paul Manafort just this morning said he wasn't, you know, there was nothing happened. He doesn't understand it. Frankly, I'm a little bit sick of the story because it obscured what a complete, you know, exercise in angry insanity Monday night was.
Right. Right. Yeah.
I mean, it's been two nights. They had that poor, you know, and I have nothing but sympathy for the woman whose son was killed in Benghazi.
Yeah.
But, you know, it was people whose children were murdered by undocumented immigrants. It was the two guys who, you know, from 13 hours who, you know, went on for hours, what seemed like 13 hours.
Right.
And pushed, and by the way, I would like to state firmly that it was completely unfair that kind of stuff pushed my new friend Joni Ernest, you know, to a point in the program where she was giving her speech primarily to the custodial staff.
And she made biscuits for everyone. It was too bad. Charlie,
yes.
Love you.